Congregation may be seated. And at this time, I'd like to invite forward Mike Ostrom. Mike is with Luther House, and we're very thankful to have him here today. And the ability and the desire to reach out to young people at a very impressionable age, that to be a pastor, to do that is a tremendous thing. So great to have you here, and we look forward to hearing about ways we can support you and pray for you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful for this invitation, Pastor Jeremy, and a chance to meet with you folks. It's a privilege to serve college-age young adults. It's a challenging ministry, but has lots of joys connected with it. I appreciate your long-standing support of this ministry. This is a unique context for me. I come from Nebraska, most recently, where I was in ministry for 25 years. And there, we began with partnerships between ELCA, Lutherans, and our former church bodies. We were in partnership with the Missouri Synod. Matter of fact, I cut my teeth in a really powerful campus ministry at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. My pastor was Pastor David Carrot, and he became associate dean of the chapel at Valparaiso. So I was deeply shaped by a Missouri Synod pastor. But to come here and to find that the partnership is still working, that brings a lot of joy to my heart. And I serve students who have ELCA background, but also, matter of fact, just as many students from the Missouri Synod tradition. So I just think that's, thank God for that. Anyway, share a little bit about Luther House, what we're about. Luther House Campus Ministry. We envision ourselves as a home away from home for college students. Oregon State University is a residential campus. Most of our students are not at home, so they need another kind of place to call home. We seek to be that. We do that a lot through gifts of food. You spend any time in the New Testament reading about Jesus' ministry, he's eating all the time. As a matter of fact, he was accused of being a glutton and a drunkard. He ate and drank so much. And he kept strange company, strange and surprising company. He took all comers. He ate dinner with anyone who invited him to their table. And so we seek to embody that same sort of spirit. We have a little sign from St. Benedict at the entrance of our dining room that says, "All guests shall be welcomed as Christ." And we seek to embody that ethic. So we serve up food. We talk about ourselves as food for the body, food of friendship, and food of the spirit. And all that happens around our tables. There's an image from the Talmud which captures our vision for ministry. And the image is this: every blade of grass has its angel that bends over and whispers, "Grow, grow." That's how we understand ourselves. College is a great adventure in life. It's a time for young people to spread their wings and fly. And so they need flying companions. It's not good to fly solo. You need flying companions. And you need to hear the voice of God cheering you on as you tackle new challenges and new opportunities. College is a great challenge, too. There is no growth without pain. I think we all know that. We wish it were otherwise. It's partly where temptation comes to attack us, is when pain is looming and we want relief. But there is no growth without pain, and we know that. Students then need supportive friends, not just flying companions, but supportive friends. They need to know the power of God for new starts and fresh beginnings. They need to know the power of the resurrection at work in their lives. They need to hear words like this: "You are precious in God's sight before the exam." Before the exam. We rely on friends like you to do what we do for college students. College students cannot pay for the ministry that they receive. They're struggling all mightily just to pay tuition, housing. You know anything about college education these days, the amount of debt that students are taking on just to get through their baccalaureate is staggering. My son just graduated from physical therapy school, and we paid for his undergrad, but he came out of physical therapy school with $250,000 in debt. So he already owns an expensive house before he's lived in it. This is typical. It's not unusual. So, at any rate, it's a way of expressing how students do not pay my salary. They can't pay my salary. They can't pay for our facilities. They can't pay for the food that we share. So we rely on your support, and you've given it through the years, and I'm very grateful. And I know you have many, I mean, we just heard this morning, many valuable things to be contributing your resources to. We think that we're one of them. So when you do give us gifts, know that we're very grateful for that. But more than gifts of money, we need to connect with students. So if you have college-age young adults that are heading to OSU, I would like to meet them. And so if you can help make that introduction, that can really be helpful. Otherwise, it's left for them to kind of muster the courage to knock on our door and enter. Some students will do that, but many need that help from someone they trust introducing the student to me. And maybe they'll trust me because they trust you. Maybe they'll trust me then too. So I'm available this morning after worship here to talk with any of you further. Again, Pastor Jeremy, thanks for the invitation. Great to be with you. God bless.
Mike, we're really good with food too here. So yeah, we excel in that. So, and he's going to stick around. So let's connect with Mike and find out more stories, ways we can partner with Luther House. We'll close with our dismissal. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.